Well, I've just come off the cruise ship Rotterdam, docked at the cruise terminal in Liverpool at the moment. It's quite a nice ship. Bloody windy today, though. It's ridiculous, really. I was going to do some nice HDR shots, but I think the clouds are moving just that bit too fast. So I'll just, do the usual thing, fudge the results, hope for the best. But yeah, nice ship. Went on board, got some pictures of the captain. And the people from the cruise terminal thought it'd be nice to give him a copy of my book. So I got some photos of him with the book. And Colin Lane from the Echo suggests that he gets a photo of me presenting the book to him. And then typically someone says, say a few words. So what do you say to a captain of a cruise ship who's just sailed from New York and, yeah, I don't know. See, I'm lost already. I just turned around and said, "Here you go." Gave him the look and smiled. I just didn't know what to say. He's cruised or driven or piloted or obviously not flown, but he's sailed, that's the one. Sailed this ship all the way from New York, and there's little old me with a book saying, "Hello, have a book." Super. But nice view from there as well. We went upstairs, and they've got a section with palm trees and waterfalls and hammocks and things, which is quite nice. Great view of the skyline and things, and it'd be fantastic to just sail on one of those one day, just into Liverpool. It'd be an amazing experience, I reckon. So I think one of the good reasons, perhaps, for doing audiobooks is so that I can work on my speeches, because that definitely needs improving. They've told me that they've got more books and they're going to give them to all the captains that sail in this year, so I've definitely got to say something better than "Here you go." Maybe I'll say, "This is a great book I did," and stuff. I could probably pimp the HDR guide that the book comes out, that comes out next week. Not next week, next month. Well, that is next month, next week. Yeah, see, need to work on speeches. Bye bye.